This is HDN.
Welcome to the Beaver Bank Bunker. It's Thursday.
And say good morning to our new best friends, Jerry and Mary Weil.
Now, oh, the Weils.
Yes.
Love the Weils.
Well,
love
you know
them.
What? I've known Mary for many years. Mm-hmm. Know her way back from those days when she was a Halifax regional counselor.
Yeah, you know what? I think I lent them money once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you might want to get it back now.
Really? Why?
I just saw this floating around on social media. Jerry and Mary Weil just picked up $50,000 from Atlantic Lotto. They
just 50 grand. Now, I'm not going to bug you. I'm not going to borrow money from you. Enjoy your
okay.
50 grand.
Yeah.
If it was 50 million, then hey, remember that cash?
So, yeah, so that's what old Mary Weil is up to these days, winning the lottery. And last we heard, a trip to Paris may be in the works for the couple.
Nice.
It is kind of nice. Also, great to hear this news. Guess what is open today? Ray's Lebanese Cuisine opens today in Burnside. Now, you remember Ray was...
I know that name. Don't Ray's Lebanese Cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that just like a booth at Scotia Square?
He was one of the longstanding tenants in the food court. And when the folks at Scotia Square, the developer, decided that they were retooling everything, they got rid of Ray's, and there was quite the uproar over that. But he has reestablished himself in Burnside at 75 Akerley Boulevard in Burnside.
Good one.
The doors are open, and let the garlic flow.
Hey, speaking of repositioning himself, do you remember I said that Steve, the hot dog guy, Rona was unceremoniously bumping him out?
Yes.
He was in front of the Piercy's on Roby Street.
Correct.
For the longest time. I do believe he is relocating, or he has relocated, to a corner of the Forum, the Halifax Forum parking lot.
Oh, excellent.
Now, I'm not sure which side or whereabouts.
Yeah.
I just heard that as a rumor, but I'm going to have to check it out because
yeah.
He has the best dogs in town. No, sorry. We have the best dogs in town.
Yes.
He has the best hot dogs
hot
in town.
Hot dogs, yeah. And happy Pride Week. Halifax's annual Pride Festival begins today, runs until the 27th. The festivities officially begin 5 o'clock this afternoon with the raising of the Rainbow Pride flag at City Hall. And then there's going to be all sorts of Queer Acts Theater Festival productions going on at the Bus Stop Theater. The Cosmic Drag Queen Bingo. This is going to be at the Halifax Forum Super Bingo. And I tell you, they had to turn people away last year, so get there early. It's on Friday night, starts at 10 p.m. Lots of entertainment and prizes, and they're saying it's going to be bigger and better than last year, and the lovely Contessa is going to be hosting that.
Okay, I have a few questions about Pride Week here in Halifax.
Okay.
Okay, maybe you can answer them. Maybe one of our listeners can answer them.
Okay.
First of all, wasn't it Pride Day / week in other cities like a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago? Why are they scattered? Can't we get together and organize and have one big Pride week across the country or across the world? I mean, I seem to remember there were Pride celebrations not only in Toronto, but mm-hmm. then they went over to Europe and showed the Pride celebrations there. And then down in the States, there seemed to be one particular day.
Mm.
And now Halifax comes a couple of months later.
Yeah, and my understanding is there is a World Pride Day,
mm-hmm.
but there are also, you know, events and festivals that go on outside of that as well. So there are celebrations for World Pride Day.
But don't you think that we should encompass World Pride Day within Pride Week? Like, wouldn't that be a smart... I don't know. Mm. It seems to work in all of these other cities. Don't you think we'd be able to fit it in?
Well, who knows? I mean, there might have been some restrictions on the activities that they could do during that time. I mean, they might not have been able to hold the parade or...
So in other words, you don't know.
I don't know.
And neither do I. I'd like an answer to that one.
Okay.
And I'm not complaining about it. This
no,
is not
no.
a rant or anything. I'm just curious. The other observation I want to make is there are words that Pride Week has helped the media weave into national broadcasts when it was Pride Day, mm-hmm. World Pride Day. So many people, it was national news on CNN, on CBC News World, for mm-hmm. instance. They were talking about the Dykes and Divas parade and baseball and mentioning
right.
Dykes. You're talking queer,
mm-hmm.
you know, the queer this and the... And for the longest time, people didn't know what they could and what they couldn't say on on the air or right. just to each other. You know, what's a bad word? What's a good word? What's accepted? What's
well,
not accepted?
It's not one of the George Carlin Heavy Seven.
No, but I bet you back when George Carlin put out the Heavy Seven, you wouldn't be able to talk about dykes, you know, playing baseball on the radio or on the television.
No.
You certainly wouldn't talk about queers.
No, no,
I mean,
that's true.
And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take away words as ammunition. Mm-hmm. If everybody uses them, then, you know, it takes their power away.
Well, and if it's deemed to be acceptable in that community, then why can't it be acceptable for everybody? I mean, that makes perfect sense. I mean,
but it's so funny watching them on TV saying, yes, and we had a good festival there with the dykes and the, you could just see that, you know, for years they were told that they couldn't say things like that.
Sure. No, absolutely. And, you know, for many years, certainly on radio, you couldn't say that at all. No.
And now that we're using that as terminology, it sure brings new meaning to the old story of the boy who put his finger in the dike.
You had to go there.
Actually, I went there because I was thinking back in school. Mm. That was the only time we ever used that word. And we used it freely.
That
was like, you know, we used to use that as a, don't forget, you know, the boy who cried wolf and the boy who put his finger in the dike. And
yeah.
you don't hear that so much anymore.
Those ones that also giggled when the teacher said, and the cock crowed three times. Just to wrap this up, of course, one of the big highlights is the Dykes and Divas softball game.
The what?
The Dykes and Divas softball game.
So you've never had a problem saying that?
No.
Have you?
No.
But I remember when you first started saying that on the radio, other people around the station were going like, do you think you can, you know, call it the D&D? And like they really tried
to. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. The D&D baseball game.
Yeah, right.
But you were one of the first to actually go out there and say, you know what? It's called Dykes and Divas. I'm going to call it Dykes and Divas. And if you don't like it, then...
Yeah. Anyway, it's coming up on Sunday, 2 p.m. Canada Games Diamond at, 1945 Bell Road in Halifax. Mayor Mike Savage is going to throw out the first pitch because our mayor is cool, unlike the mayor of Toronto, who avoids their pride celebrations like the plague.
That's because he has no pride.
No. One of the new things this year, the Out Best in Show, Pride's first dog show, presented by Jolly Tails. Tristan Flynn, our friend over at Jolly Tails.
We should enter Dexter because he tries to hump anything. He doesn't care. He's the most bisexual dog I've ever met in my life.
So listen, if you are interested in a complete list of all the events going on, www.halifaxpride.com. And that gives you all the information on the parade route and when the parade is and all that. I have a feeling the parade is next weekend, not this coming weekend. Usually they do the softball game one weekend and then they do the parade the next.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so if you're in the market for a giraffe, have we got a deal for you? Geraldine the giraffe, all 8 feet of her, is looking for a new home. Now, Geraldine greeted visitors at the Spring Garden Road Library on the, she was in the youth section on the first floor there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was there since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, originally, she was down on the waterfront in the Dollhouse Toy Store. I think it was right in Historic Properties. They used to have her right outside the main entrance.
Okay.
And they donated it to the library over 30 years ago, and that's where she has lived ever since. Well, last spring, she was given a happy retirement because she's not really in the best of health. I mean, after 30 years of children petting her, the fur on the front of her shoulder and a few other spots is worn thin, and there's some burn damage from on the top of her head and on her rear leg, and she is a bit dirty. So anyway, Geraldine, they say, is free to a good home. So if, a daycare or a toy store or, you know, something like that is interested.
You'd probably have to do a little bit of repair work, though.
You may have to. Yeah. Go have a look for sure. But the library will be accepting names online, and they're going to draw the lucky winner on July the 28th. So just go to the Halifax Public Library website and just enter your name if you are interested in giving Geraldine a new home.
Would you like a giraffe in the Beaver Bank Bunker?
No, I think I'm good. I don't think our ceilings. 8 feet.
Oh, our ceilings are higher than 8 feet.
Are they?
This isn't a real bunker. It's actually a house.
You know,
I'm close to 6 feet, and I think that the ceiling is a lot more than 2 feet on top of my head.
Oh, I guess so. See, I'm vertically challenged, so.
So everything's big.
Everything is big.
That's why I married you, hon.
Oh, my. Military folks around town are royally pissed off, and I say they have good reason to be. Starting September 1st, military and civilian staff who want to park at well, just about every military installation in town. Dockyard Stad, Windsor Willow Park, Royal Artillery Park, the Dockyard Annex in Dartmouth, and the Halifax Armory will have to start paying for parking.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from $25 to $110 bucks a month. And I guess this change is, it stems from a Treasury Board and Canada Revenue Agency requirement because parking is now a taxable benefit. So the union that represents national defense workers says, you know what, there's no reason why that expense has to be passed along to workers, especially since military staff don't have to pay for parking anywhere else in Canada. This is the only place in Canada where military will have to pay for their parking at the base. Now, to make matters worse, they have oversold the parking spaces. So there are upwards of 5,500 parking pass holders, but only 4,500 spots at the six locations. So you could be paying your monthly fee for parking and show up and have no spots there whatsoever.
Yeah, even I can do that math.
But they say the math works out because there's always people that are on leave, they're deployed, they're ill, you know, whatever. So that's why they decided to oversell the parking spaces.
No, that's just wrong.
That is just wrong.
That's their place of work. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Are these parking areas on the base?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's wrong. Our tax dollars go to fund those bases.
Mm-hmm.
I could see civilians paying for their parking,
mm-hmm.
even if they work at the base.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. But if you've enlisted
and
you're part of the military, I'd like my tax dollars to go to free parking for members of the military to actually park on the base.
Exactly.
Please? Is that okay?
And employees who've been working for fewer than 5 years aren't eligible to apply for parking. So if you've enrolled in the military and you've only got 3 years in, you're screwed. You got to find your own place to park. You can't get one of those parking spots.
I can just see the recruitment now. Hey, come and join the Canadian military. Got to pay for your own parking.
They figure the military is only going to make about $3.5 million bucks a year from charging for parking. But yes, what a ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
That's like sending a soldier out on a ship, deploying the ship.
You're charging them for meals.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, kind of a sad ending for Halifax's entry into Amazing Race Canada. Jen and Sean King from Halifax were eliminated from the second episode of the Amazing Race Canada.
Mm.
Part of the challenge that they had to undergo was surfing in British Columbia and Tofino, BC. And Sean dislocated his shoulder. And
that looks so painful.
Oh my God, it looked brutal.
He came out of the water and his shoulder was just, you could tell
you could
that it was not a
bone.
Natural position.
It was, yeah,
for
it
shoulder.
Was protruding. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. He tried to fix the situation himself, which by the looks of things had happened before and he had fixed it. Ultimately, though, they had to cart him off to hospital and doctors had to put it back in place. And so they had to bring their quest for the Amazing Race Canada to an end. Hey, Hammonds Plains hockey player Brad Marchand has a new pet. You might have seen this if you follow him on Twitter. On Tuesday, he apparently posted pictures of a turtle, simply saying that he caught himself a new pet. And I guess it went viral amongst fans of the Boston Bruins, and they were reacting to his new friend. And you should name it, said one fan. They should call him Hab, Herman, show up in the playoffs. Marchand was another name that was suggested. Day evening.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
By Tuesday evening, it had already received, just shy of 1,200 favorites and over 300 likes or retweets, rather. And finally, Buskerfest is coming up soon. Can't believe it. 28th annual International Busker Fest, and they need some volunteers. They are looking for folks to be stage managers. Those are the folks that oversee activities at the designated stages. They need folks to man the information booths. They need runners that will be stationed at Buskerfest headquarters and help with the volunteer coordinators. They need program sellers. Those are the folks roaming the waterfront selling the programs. So if you're interested in being a volunteer for this year's Halifax International Busker Fest, just check out their website and there's a place there where you can click to learn more.
Let's put a link up there on our website too.
Okay, will do.
On this podcast, just look down. If you're subscribing through iTunes and you're watching, you're listening on your iPhone, just click on Lisa's face. Just press Lisa's face and...
What happens?
A rundown of today's show will come up instead and replace your face.
Really?
Yeah. And we'll put the link there.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Friday, we'll check out the weekend, tell
yes.
you what's happening, and we'll jump headfirst into the Halifax Daily News email bag.
Until then.